Spring is usually the start of music festival season. Of course, things are different this year. South by Southwest was online again. It's unclear if Coachella is actually even happening. But vaccination rates are going up, and some festivals say they're going to bring back live music faster than they expected. Here's NPR's Andrew Limbong.
James Donald Estopadom, also known as Disco Donnie, has been putting on electronic music shows for nearly 30 years. And he knows they take a long time to pull off.
You can't start a month out. So you really have to be going full bore, no matter what you think is going to happen in the end.
So earlier this year, when he saw the way hospitalizations and vaccinations were going, he decided April would be the time to put on Ubby Dubby in Texas. Currently scheduled to play include big electronic acts like Illenium and Cascade, and Estopinal says this isn't going to be like some other outdoor concerts that have gone on throughout the year where people are sequestered into their own distant spaces.
It's going to be like a real festival. You're going to be moving around, but you also have space if you don't feel comfortable.
It's going to be outdoors at the Texas Motorplex, 40 miles outside of Dallas. For safety, Estopinal is promoting a reduced capacity, partnering with the company Clear to track the health of audience members, and is also requiring masks. But he admits with a crowd this size, that'll be a challenge to enforce.
There's going to be a certain portion of the crowd that, you know, will not wear masks. We already know about that, but we're going to try.
Which is what worries Dr. Bijal Bala Subramanian. She is an epidemiologist and dean of the Dallas campus of UT School of Public Health.
It's a younger group. There's dancing, there's singing.
There's probably going to be some drinking involved.
Those are the kinds of things where it's much harder to get people to follow the rules after a little while.
Steve Edelman is vice president of the Event Safety Alliance, a trade group promoting safety at live events. He says while April may be hasty, he understands the urge to get live events going.
It's just an aggressive opening at a time when we know every event professional has been sidelined for at least a year, and we need to get back to work.
But Edelman says the level of risk will depend on how many people going will be fully vaccinated come showtime, which is something Chad Johnson is keeping an eye on. He's the co-founder of Furnace Fest, a punk and hardcore festival set to take place in Alabama in September. He's banking that the CDC will give the go-ahead for large gatherings by then.
And of course, we could be wrong. And so if we're wrong, and we've already told all of our customers this, we will postpone again. We'll offer you full refunds again. Yes, it would suck. We'd be disappointed. We'd be discouraged. But we've overcome a lot more.
It's been over a year without concerts being back the way they used to be, much less the kind of shows that would inspire the type of dancing and moshing that would normally go down at fests like Ubby Dubby or Furnace Fest. Chamie McCurry is chief marketing officer at Danny Wimmer Presents, which runs a number of festivals throughout the country. Some have been postponed. Others are set to take place starting September.
Two things that we think about constantly is, number one, what is the consumer's emotional state going to be in coming back to large-scale events? And number two, what is their financial state going to be?
Will people be ready to throw down like they used to? Will they even be able to afford to, considering most festivals are multi-day affairs? You gotta travel, get a hotel room, all that stuff. But it is something to look forward to. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.